I had seen victuals or victuals written in books and didn't know what it was.
Well, say if you were barbecuing some pork, this that you cook along with it, you might pour some more
barbecue sauce.
And what about sauce and gravy? Is there a difference there between a sauce and a gravy?
There is to me. I don't know exactly how to describe it. Gravy is made with the drippings of the meat, and sauces are usually made from something else.
In the case of barbecue sauce, wouldn't you use the drippings of the meat there?
No, because you make it with tomato sauce and all kinds of spices, and the fat in it is not the fat from the meat.
What about food that you have between meals? You say you're having a
snack. Cheating. Sinning.
Yeah. Well, what about that verb, eat, the past form? You say yesterday
I ate.
And you have
eaten.
I asked you about coffee, I believe, yesterday, didn't I?
I don't remember. You may have.
We were talking about black coffee.
Oh, yes. Gray,
barefooted and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, say on a hot day, if you were thirsty, instead of drinking some carbonated drink, you might just go to the sink and pour yourself
some water.
And you would pour that into a
glass.
Different types of glasses, any particular names for them
that you use? Well, now, my grandmother used the term water glass sometimes, or I just say glass. Glass is a glass. Is a glass to me, but she would say a water glass, go get a water glass, or go get a tea glass, or you know, whatever, that sort of thing.
Well, what about
a milk glass or something?
Milk glass.
I don't know, a milk glass and a water glass is the same thing.
What about a goblet?
A goblet was used as a stemmed glass, and we wouldn't use that just to go to the faucet and get a.
Better not anyway.
Right, I'd get killed.
What about the verb drink, the past form of that? Yesterday I
drank.
And I have
drunk.
If you had some friends over for a meal and they were just standing around the table, you might say, well, just don't stand there, go ahead and
be seated.
And that word sit, the past form.
Sat.
And have.
Sat.
Or if you were seated at the table and someone was passing the food around and they passed you something that you didn't like, what would you say when it was offered to you?
No, thank you.
Or if you didn't want somebody to wait till something was passed, you'd say, well, just go ahead.
Help yourself.
And that word help, the past form is?
Helped.
And I have.
Helped.
Or say food that's been heated and served a second time, you say that you're having?
Well, leftovers.
And you say that the food has been? Drawing by?
Well, I can't think of anything you might be looking for.
Do you ever say anything like warmed over or something like that? Don't say that.
Oh, heavens, I'm always so thankful if there's anything left over. You just can't imagine in this house there's never anything left over. We don't even consider that leftovers because it's usually better the next day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do. I guess they warmed over. I've seen it written anyway.
When you begin to eat something, you say you put it in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I mentioned a second ago something prepared by taking cornmeal and boiling it in water, putting in a little salt, eating it that way.
Yeah, I think you're talking about mush.
Yeah.